Hello guys. So the topic today is how to make her fall in love with you on the first date. Now, so this is for all my Lagos boys. If you know you want to get that fine girl, because getting a real girlfriend in Lagos is hard these days. I'm not talking about anyhow girlfriend too, but like a real girlfriend is kind of difficult in Lagos. People are searching for love. So you know, when you finally get that perfect girl, you need to do some things to keep her, you know. So I'm going to be discussing some tips, and some of them might apply to you, some of them might not. But let's just roll with it, okay?
Okay.
So the first, now I've been on a lot of dates. I'm someone who likes to go on, you know, I just like to meet a lot of people, and I like to hang out with a lot of people. So I've been on a lot of dates. But so many of those dates did not turn into a second date. So some of the tips is just what I'll be sharing from things that I've noticed from all of my dates and what I would have liked to see a lot more. So the first and most, well, it's not the most important, but the first thing, and it also gives you like a good first impression, is for you to give your date a specific compliment. Now, when your date arrives, you're like, it's easy to say, oh, wow, you look beautiful, you know, you look nice. But when you give a specific compliment, it tells your date that you notice things. So if you say, oh, I like your hair, or I like your earrings, or, oh, I like your top, you know, so it just shows that you notice, it just gives her the impression that you notice things, you know, that, not that you're just saying, oh, you look nice or you look beautiful, because that's what everybody would say.
Moses, is that true?
Well, I'm still thinking. I'm still thinking, like, it worked. Let's just keep going.
But the thing is,
what I've noticed is girls love compliments, though. You get it? Like, every girl loves compliments. Like, sensible compliments, too. Like, when you don't do it too much and you don't water it down, like, the right time, just compliment her. It can be about her hair, it can be the way she smiles, or you just like. And please, let the compliment not be a lie. Then that doesn't become a compliment. You're just trying to wind her hair. That's what she will feel. Let it be something that she knows, eh? Or something that she thinks or she feels. Yeah, that's what I think. It's nice.
So, basically for me, we can sum it down to a single sentence. Baby, are you a lizard? Because I got my eyes on you.
That's so weird.
Please, sometimes it might not work. It depends on the girl. If the girl is someone that is very loose, relaxed, she might laugh and say, oh, this is so cheesy, but I would not advise you to use that line, please. I'm talking from the aspect of a girl. Girls hear, oh, you look beautiful every day. But if you, especially for someone that maybe she just did her hair, you know, or she wore an interesting top just for that date, complimenting that just shows that you notice the effort that she has put into looking nice for your date. So instead of saying you look beautiful, just compliment something specific on her. Like, I like your hair, I like or I like your top. We've lost tricks.
Okay, so what's the next tip that we guys should know about?
Okay, the next tip is that you should dress and smell nice. I know this is very, very obvious, and it's like, come on, can't you? You know to dress well and you know to smell nice. But I still have to reemphasize it, because I've been on so many dates where the guy just dresses shabbily and, you know, doesn't really have that nice smell. It's not like he smells bad, but, you know, there's no wow factor to his smell. Yes, you know, the way you smell, it leaves like a lasting impression on someone, and that person could like you for that singular thing. Oh man, it smells amazing. So if you just want to leave a mark, you want to leave a lasting impression on her, wear a really good perfume and smell nice. It just shows that you put effort and that you respect her, and you know you want to know what she thinks of you, not like you're just showing up to the date looking shabbily. So that's another tip.
So you've taken one for the team.
Yes, not one, a lot. I'm taking enough for the team.
Sorry, I was caught up.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah. I don't know. Network.
Don't worry, I'll edit it out. But you have increased my workload.
Bele.
Anyways, Omar was basically talking about smelling nice and dressing well, going on the first date. And basically, she has taken a lot for the team. It's from all these so many dates, so many failed first dates, that she's coming to share her wisdom with us. I'm calling wisdom.
Yeah, I think she's actually right on that aspect. Like, a guy needs to smell nice. Even you as a guy, and when you pass a guy that smells nice, you actually like it. And you're not a girl, though. Let's talk about girl.
That's gay, bro. That's gay.
Okay. So the next tip is for you to do your research and talk about her job. For example, if she works in business or she works in insurance or something, and this actually applies both ways. If your date works in a specific industry and you know about it, so you can just mention something peculiar to what she does so that she's able to explain more. It shows that you're interested in what she's doing. It shows that you're not just listening to her. They're not just fake listening, because a lot of people do that. They fake listen. They just look at you and it's like, oh, everything you're saying, they understand. But they don't. The next day or two days after, they keep asking you that question. So when you ask questions, probably about a job, if that's what she's talking about, it just shows that you've taken an interest and that you are listening to what she's saying. And it just makes you seem a lot more... a lot more likable. People like people that are interested in them.
Okay.
What if she's jobless?
That's a very good question.
That's a good question. Well, like I said, I'm speaking from my own experience, and most of the dates I've been on, I've had a job. And so I've not really had that problem.
Moses, please. Have you gone on a date with a jobless person? With a jobless girl, sorry.
As in, most of the dates have been with girls that don't have jobs. You don't grab. It's like a norm in Lagos. I don't know. It's like a sickness. Jobless. Except if you can grab Instagram posting or Twitter. A job.
Oh, yeah. Like, experience.
It's fucked
give
up.
Us your experience.
Okay. Let's see. There's this girl that time. Mm-hmm. I really can't remember because it was a forgettable experience, so I didn't really put it in my heart. But this girl I was talking to one time, she I met her on Facebook, though. Then I was still doing Facebook. I met her on Facebook. She looked nice. She was beautiful. I don't know. Maybe that was...
Oh no.
No, this story is going to be sweet.
Yeah, it will be. Oh no, I wish you could. Should we wait a little? Sorry, what did you say?
If Moses can stay online long enough to share it with us.
Okay. Well, he's off now. So let's see if he'll come back.
So let me just give my own experience. So basically, I don't know. Jobless girls used to avoid me, so I can't say I've been on dates with jobless girls. But the one time, because my mother might listen to this podcast, so let me just mind my speech. But one of the few times I've actually been out with someone, she wasn't working, but she was making money. Like, her allowance was very sizable, so... By the time I calculated it in my head, I was thinking I spent money. And then she bought ice cream for us, and the ice cream was more than the entire money I spent.
Was that embarrassing for you?
Semi-embarrassing.
Wow.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
Yeah, Moses is not coming back anytime soon.
So I think we should just continue.
Okay. So, well, let me just comment on if she doesn't have a job, probably because I think that could be an interesting conversation piece. So it just, and it will also help you understand whether she's someone that doesn't want to work, or she's someone that is in between jobs, or she's someone that just took a break to write an exam or something. So I think it's an interesting conversation piece, and it helps you understand where she is at that point in time. So don't just dismiss a girl that doesn't have a job. Probably she's in school, or she's taking a sabbatical, something like that. But that also helps you understand who she is. And if she's someone that doesn't have a job because she doesn't want to have a job and because she's not doing anything, then obviously you can throw the date, because it doesn't really matter if she falls in love with you. You might not have a second date, because would you want that kind of girl to be your girlfriend? Probably not. So I think you can still talk about career-wise, education, or why she doesn't have a job. So the next tip is for you to speak intelligently, you know. And when I say speak intelligently, I mean you should add sarcasm or humor to the way you speak, because it takes an intelligent person to understand sarcasm or some funny jokes. It takes an intelligent person to do that. So, you know, so girls like intelligent men. They like people that speak intelligently. Men that speak on topics that even they are not familiar with, and they get you to explain. So I went on a date with someone who was a geologist, and he was explaining how... Sorry?
You've been on a lot of dates.
I can't stress this enough. I've been on a lot of dates. A lot of first dates.
For your gender.
Exactly. So I went on a date with someone who was a geologist, and yeah, he was explaining to me how oil is mined, and how it is separated into kerosene and petrol and gas. He was explaining that to me, and I found it very, very fascinating. I was like, yeah, this is a really nice date, you know. Even if it doesn't go anywhere, at least now I have that knowledge of how, you know, of how oil is being mined. So it was a really nice experience. Too bad it didn't go anywhere, because he was like 20 years older than me.
Oh,
so, yeah, I found that out at the end of the date. I was like, no way.
So basically, what you're saying is, one, guys should not miss a move. Two, we should speak intelligently.
Yeah.
Three, don't ask stupid questions.
Exactly. Do not ask stupid questions, because the girl will continue thinking. She continue keep thinking in her mind, like, what kind of question is this? Like, who does this? Who asks this? And you know, you want to leave a very good impression on the first date.
So, example of stupid question is, how many kids do you want to have?
That is a rubbish question to ask on the first date. Like, why would you want to ask that?
That's my opener.
No, that
clears the air. Like, as she sits down, I'm like, I like your talk. It's very nice. And she's like, oh, thank you. Okay, grab it. I stand up. I pull out the chair so that she can sit down. I slide the chair in. The waiter comes and is like, so what will you guys be having? And then I look at her and like, we'll let you know when we're ready. And next question, as soon as she settles in, the first question I always ask is, so how many kids do you want to have?
But that is awkward. What if she doesn't have children? Or what if... That is such an awkward question to ask. Like, that just tells her that, oh, you're already thinking far ahead. Welcome back, Moses.
Welcome back, Moses.
This is why...
It's not... This is why... And one of the most important things is to find someone who you feel you are very compatible with and will understand you.
Yes. Okay. Well, if a guy asked me that on the phone, I don't know. I don't really. No one has really asked me that, so I don't know how that conversation would go.
Like, ask
that's
what?
Why you've not gone on the second date.
Okay, hello.
So basically, I'm painting this. Moses, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So I'm painting a scenario. She said. She said one of the things we should do is speak intelligently. And I painted a scenario that we should not ask stupid questions. So I said, basically, I'm on a date now. My date just shows up and I'm like, wow, I love your hair because it's so nice. And she's like, oh, thank you. She grabs a seat. No, I stand up. I pull out the chair so that she can sit down. I slide the chair in because I'm such a gentleman. Now, that's 2 points for me already. You can see that the date is progressing very nicely. The waiter shows up and it's like, what will you guys be having? And I'm like, please just give us a bottle of your finest wine. When we're ready to order, we'll signal to you. And the waiter is like, no problem. The waiter goes to get the wine. And as soon as she gets comfortable on her seat, the first question I try is, how many kids do you want to have?
Oh, okay. No. It doesn't work. It's weird. Is that right, creepy?
Exactly. Creepy. Thank creepy. You.
Like, it's on the first date. You guys don't even know about the key. Like, if you were going to even have a second date. No. This is the first day where you guys are trying to get to know each other. You get comfortable with each other, know about each other. But asking her how many kids do you want to have as the first question of that date, one, it will throw her off. Two, it actually sets a bad tone for the evening. Like, wow, that's not nice.
I think maybe for older couples that go on dates, probably people that are in their 40s, you know, they know that they're not here to mess around. And or people that are in their 30s that still want to have children or have never been married, I think that works. But for people still in their 20s and still trying out a lot of dates, still going on different dates, I think that would be so weird. I'm not saying the date will go entirely bad because of that question, but there's a higher possibility that the date could go bad and a lower possibility that you could turn it around and still make it work.
True.
Basically, to all our listeners out there, I've already given you one good tip. Never ask how many kids you want on the first date.
As the first question.
Or a first question. See, that's
but let me say, how many kids you want to have question. It depends on how your discussion, your convo has progressed.
Exactly. Yes,
during the date. Like, there's a point you get to maybe that you guys should get so comfortable with each other that you start going deep and start asking those kind of questions, that maybe you can throw that out. Because you read the room now, you understand the mood and everything, but as the first question, no, it's going to throw her off. But asking that question on the first date, it depends. You have to read the room, you have to read the mood, you have to just understand the mood of the date before you throw that question out.
So you've asked that question before?
Me?
Yes.
Nope. Never. Nope. I've never asked that question before.
That's why you.
Nah. Let me be sincere. Going out on dates now. I am not really thinking about marriage or how many kids I want to have. You get? I am not at that point. I just want to meet people. See, everybody needs to be loved. Everybody just needs to have someone. It does not necessarily mean you are planning to get married to that person at that point. That's not in my head at this moment. You got so me going on dates, I don't have that thought in my head. Not at all. Let's just be basic for the first few dates. Or let's just... not now, I beg. I'm still very young. So I can ask that question.
Thank you. Okay, Omo.
Okay. Yeah, I have three more tips and I think that will be all. So the next tip is for you to be a gentleman and pay. Now, some people might say this is double standard because in my article, I wrote that ladies should offer to pay on the first date because it shows responsibility. But I think basically on the first date, even if a lady is offering to pay, I don't think you should let her. I think you should be a gentleman and pay for whatever it is that you have. I've been on so many dates, like I can't stress that I've been on so many dates. I've been on dates where we've split the bill. Where we've split the bill. I've been on dates where I have paid, and I've been on dates where exactly. I've been on dates where I've paid for everything. I've been on dates where well, cause the guy was being a jerk, and I don't know, he was feeling like because he was supposed to pay for things, like I couldn't order, or you know, it was just being like a really, really bad person.
Can I try additional point?
Okay, yeah, you can.
Guys, please, whenever you're going on a date, please take a girl to a place you know you can afford.
Exactly.
It's very important. Me, I tell you what, let's be sincere. Let's talk to ourselves as niggas. We've gone on dates, we've taken girls to places we know that we avoid some places and we'll go to some other places. There are cinemas on the island, you get, but we go to film house sometimes.
Never.
Why? Because we know that this is what we can afford. And you know that, yes, highest, their movie amount is so amount that we can afford it. So please, a guy, don't go and try to show. Take a girl to a place you know you can afford, that no matter what she orders, you can pay. There's nothing more embarrassing than going on a date with a girl that you cannot afford the bill. It is embarrassing. Like, it is... Ah, God.
Okay, so,
there's no words. There are no words.
I want to also try out this point. What you've said is true, Moses. As a guy, you should offer to pay. It's not even offer. You should pay on the first date. It's like, that's like a cardinal rule. And basically, like, try and take advantage of deals. There are places where on some certain days of the week, prices are cheaper. Don't think of yourself as cheap doing that. But as a progressive person, just take advantage of those things. You don't have to break the bank or break the wallet or be extravagant. If she's a reasonable person, she will understand. And
if she doesn't understand, it means that you guys are never going to work out. So it's just best you guys just leave it.
Yeah, you guys get the tea.
This is what I'm... Hello?
Yeah. Like, I live in Sri Lanka. I cannot pick any girl. Lucky IMAX. Lucky IMAX. The Uber there and the money I have budgeted has already finished. And I'm not trying to hate on people in Korodu. But at the same time, like, yeah, there are a lot of cheap places in Korodu, like, no hate to Korodu people. I just want to put that out there. Like, so basically you can take someone to, if I'm giving you advice now, guys, if you are a cheap person, there are a lot of cheap places in Ikorodu. Am I right, Monigo?
Yeah, there are a lot of cheap, nice places in Ikorodu. I mean, I'm going to see the new map just for 1,000 naira. It happens.
Please.
Yeah, at Dream Park Cinema in Ikorodu. So I'm going there tomorrow.
How much do I spend for transport first? Let me know whether I should go to Filmas. Plug me in, please. Filmas is charging 3.5. I'm currently not very, very rich. Now, you know what? You understand?
But we're digressing.
Okay. Yeah, okay. There are lots of nice places. Right. So I think you actually get the gist, you get the point that you should take a girl out to a place you can afford. And you know, I also speak to girls like when you're going on a date, don't order something that you can't pay for, and don't order excessively because it makes you seem like a hungry person. But order modestly and order what you think is reasonable. And for the guys, like when she's ordering, don't give out that attitude like, oh, okay, she's ordering what she can pay for. Because that's the main reason why I paid on the bad date I went on. The guy was being an absolute jerk. I ordered unkwobi of about 1,000 naira, and he was not having it. He was like, why would I order that? And I was like, come on, it's 1,000 naira. What is your problem? You know, so you know, so it was terrible. So guys, don't do that. Pay on the first date. The next point before the final point is that you should walk hard to a car or wait for to take or wait for Uber to pick her up, or if she's taking a bus, walk her to the bus station and ensure that she, you know, leaves before you leave. You know, it's just gentlemanly. It shows that you're like protective. So once your date is over, don't just go your separate ways and like, oh, she's going this way, I'm going this way. No, walk her to wherever she's going to take her transportation home. So if it's a car, walk her to a car. If she's waiting for an Uber, wait for an Uber with her. Or if she's taking a bus, then walk her to the bus station and ensure that she gets, you know, she gets on the bus and goes away before you go your way. It's gentlemanly.
Hmm. Interesting. That's true. That's true. Basically, like, make sure that they get home safely. Is it wise to offer them a ride?
If you can.
Well, if you're going the same way, it's wise. If you're going the same, but if you're not, then don't. I'm sure that you're a little desperate. I don't know. If you're not going the same way, don't. Just ensure that she gets to where she's going to safely. So it's about doing, not doing too much and not doing too little. Just doing the right amount.
Balance. Perfectly balanced.
Balance. Yeah. The key word is balance. And then the last tip is to send a thank you text at the end of the night. So it's not necessary to call. You can call if you're a calling person, but I think these days people prefer text messages. I personally prefer text messages than calls. Like, I hate calls. So send a text message at the end of the day. Just something short, like, thank you for hanging out with me today. I really enjoyed spending time with you, and I hope we can do it again soon. So just something thoughtful, and, you know, that's just to cap up everything. And I assure you, if I had gone on a date where a guy did all of these things, it would have been perfect. And yes, I have gone on a date where a guy did all of these things. Yes, I have. That was the best date I've ever been on. Yeah. Unfortunately, no, because he was out of the. He had to leave the country like two.
They always get away.
That was the best date I've ever been on, but he left the country, and you know, we haven't kept in touch since then, which is terrible. I've tried to get his number, but I couldn't. But that was a really good date. But I've not seen anyone that came close to that since.
There's this funny thing. Really, I felt that, okay, this is actually public knowledge. You understand? Women are complex, very complex. But women are not so complex. You get, I don't know. Exactly. Women are complex. Women are not so complex. Sometimes it's the simplest things that just, your son, that will just like get their attention. The way it is, most guys don't really get it when it comes to dates and everything. You are on a date with her. You're on a date with her to listen to her. Are you getting my point? Although nowadays it's even complex. Sometimes you say speak intelligently, and sometimes the girls will take it the wrong way. Sometimes you say you want to pay. Sometimes they will offer. Different things are just getting into. But all these seven things, like you just listed, are the best option. You know, we live in a world where things are different. We live in a woke world these days, and sometimes it might not just work. That's just it. But
yeah, it might not work for every situation, but I think in most cases, yes, it should work. In most cases.
What I usually say is, what is destined to be a bad date will always be a bad date, no matter how hard you try. If two people don't really click, are you getting? There's always clash of character, and it's not the fault of either party. It's not your fault, it's not our fault. It's just that you guys don't really match. And sometimes some people should just accept it like that and let it go. That's just the way it is. Like, I've seen guys complain about, ah, gosh, she's ordering like this, she's ordering like this, she's like this, she's like this, she's like this, she's too demanding. I always tell them and say that, nigga, if you see a girl like this, it doesn't make her bad for wanting much. And it doesn't make you bad for trying to moderate. You guys don't just click and let it be. Everybody will find their own match and simple like that. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I totally agree. So thanks everyone for listening in. It's been a long we had Moses, we had Tilewa, and we had me. And we really hope that these tips work for you. And if they do, if there's a way to leave a comment, just leave a comment what you think about it. Just let us know. And you can also reach out to us and let us know what topic you'd like us to discuss next. Thank you so much for listening. Again, this is the Lagosian Experience. And see you next time. Bye.
See you next time.